This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The special legislative session continues at the state capitol this weekend. Lawmakers are moving forward with bills to close a budget gap, but making slower progress on a deal over AI regulations. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Majority Democrats have agreed on a slate of tax cuts and credits they want to eliminate to raise more revenue. They will also ask voters for a tax increase that could help shore up food assistance and use some of the unclaimed property fund to offset rising health insurance premiums. Where Democrats don't agree is on how to handle an AI law that takes effect early next year. Two competing bills remain in process. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The budget bill that congressional Republicans passed last month will mean an estimated 190,000 Coloradans without health insurance over the next decade. CPR's John Daly.
That's according to an analysis by independent health news site KFF. Colorado's uninsured rate was 4.6% in 2023, an all-time low. That's expected to go up by 2-3% due to changes to the Medicaid program and the expiration of tax credits that help people afford to buy insurance on the state's marketplace. Democrats have been calling for tax credits to be renewed, but so far Republicans, who've said they want to save money, have not done that. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.